Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. During these cold, dark weeks, I like to pass the time cozying up with some of my old cookbooks. One book I return to time and again is called Scheherazade's Feast by Habib Chalom. The book finds inspiration in the cuisine of the medieval Arab world, including the region of Morocco. The recipes are adapted for the modern kitchen, and Chef Jerry Pellegrino, I know from experience, Moroccan cooking, it's just off the charts.
And, you know, it's something that I've been very fascinated by, and it has its own sort of culture that surrounds it. I think the structure of a Moroccan meal, if you were to go visit someone in Morocco, it always starts out with an odd number, 7, 9, 13, small dishes to mm-hmm. welcome you into the house. And they are incredible things, like some fresh cheese with olive oil or some marinated olives, charred eggplant dip, all sorts of lovely things that are just sitting there waiting for you to welcome you. Mm-hmm. And it's a super social event. I think that also, as we talk about often, that each sort of regional cuisine has its own spice blend. The spice blend of Morocco, Ras El Hanout, it's really amazing. It's probably the spice blend in the world that has the most components. In other words, like we talk about Chinese five spice or Lebanese seven spice, you know, you're 27 to 30 spices into this project before you actually get to, and of course, regionally different, but very heavily in cardamom, cumin, clove, cinnamon, nutmeg, mace, allspice, dried ginger, coriander seed, peppercorns, sweetened hot paprika, fenugreek, turmeric, and dried rosebuds, galangal, blah, 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 blah. I mean, I'm sorry, I can keep going.
The list goes on.
And some people say up to 50 things go into there. And it's a sort of guarded secret for each household, what they have. And I think sometimes when you do things to excess, you lose, right? It becomes too crowded. But Ras El Hanout as a spice has such a warming, welcoming quality that I just use it even when I'm not cooking Moroccan food.
Can I buy bottles of it already blended?
You certainly can.
Oh, good.
But buying the spices whole in small quantities, toasting them and grinding them yourself, you'll get a much better product.
Wow, okay.
So I always recommend. But it's great to have around. It's one of the cool spice blends. I mean, another great thing that you see in Moroccan cooking is this preserved lemon.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
Lovely stuff. And all you need is a whole bunch of salt and a bunch of lemons to make your own. It takes a few months, but you literally slice or cut up lemons, heavily salt them, and pack them into a jar and allow them to ferment for a couple of months. And you don't use the flesh anymore, but the skin has become intense and chopped up and added to dishes. It's great. Couscous is another thing that sort of has to be in a Moroccan meal. And doing it right is amazing. Cooking it the first time is important, but after you cook it, you rub it through your hands and steam it two or three times to fluff it up even more.
Wow.
And then, of course, the tagine, which is this miracle of physics that allows things to cook slowly over time. Getting one of those makes it great. And then, of course, now all the winter vegetables we have from Maryland make some incredible tagines for your meal.
Yeah, we really support the Moroccan cuisine very well here in Maryland.
Oh, of course we do.
It's
and
really
you should
great.
Get one and just use it all the time, especially in the winter.
And the tagine is available online, or they're not terribly expensive either.
Not at all.
It's a fun way to cook.
Of course.
Well, we'll put some of these ideas on the website. You can look them up. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.